Hey, it's your girl Claudia Jordan, and it's Friday, and we're back with a spooky episode of TGIF with two of the most fabulous men in the entertainment industry, Al Reynolds and Funky Dineva. Of course, we're here to spill the tea and break down the topics, the biggest topics in the news that everyone is talking about. So sit back, relax, get you something to drink, and get ready for this hot tea. Okay, y'all, we are kicking off Halloween early. So without further ado, please welcome Funky Dineva as Erica Badu. Oh my goodness. What is going on?
On and on. My cypher keys moving like a rolling stone. Did I hit my note, y'all? Did I hit my look?
You hit something. I don't know. Something hit you. Very nice. Thank you for being a good sport. And please welcome Al Reynolds as Light Skin Jesus.
For my soul is full of trouble and my life draw near the grave.
It's like Hazel E.
I am accounted among those who go down to the pit. I am like a man without strength.
You are going to hell in a handbasket.
Well, I guess I'm going to go to hell with them because last but not least, I am Whoopi Goldberg from Sister Act 2.
You got two people playing with the Lord and one who don't believe in him.
I am in a janky, I won't say that because I told him I'm in the Embassy Suites in Oklahoma City. My flight got diverted. I had to find something at a local place. I was going to be something else, but we worked it out, y'all. We worked it out. Y'all look festive.
Y'all see, I got my sage and all. Incense is burning, so I'm feeling right. All right.
Yo, this outfit is choking me out. I cannot. Al, your hair, is that synthetic?
I have no idea what this is. I know it's hot and I can't breathe.
Soulmates, we do this for you.
Listen, for you.
Y'all wanted me to be Kim Burrell and I didn't want to bring that spirit in my house. So I figured if I had to be a singer, I would be my favorite singer, Miss Erica Badu.
So that's why you did Erica Badu?
That's why I did Erica.
Okay. Okay. And Al, why did you choose Light Skin Jesus?
Because I'm out here saving lives, baby. Oh, gosh. Not bad, huh?
No.
Not bad at all. Y'all got the beard and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was going to be Herschel Walker. I had everything set up. But I told you my flight got diverted. So the Lord spoke to me and said, you know what? Sister Jordan, and Whoopi Goldberg from Sister. Hey,
it is. You nailed it. You nailed it.
I wiped my eyebrows off. I got dark lips. Yeah. Okay. All right, y'all. We are gonna have a good old time tonight. So, thank you for playing along into the soulmates. Thank you for your suggestions. As you can see, none of us took any of those. And next year, we got y'all. All right, y'all, we want to give a special shout out to you guys for, you know, participating and kind of sending in your suggestions. And I thought it was a lot of fun. And I love when we dress up. So we're going to do this often. All right. What y'all sipping on tonight? Anybody sipping on anything?
I'm sipping on lemonade because I was at Houston's before the show. And I had three margaritas and a shot. So, you know, I try to be professional and I'm still trying to unlock my better self. So I needed to sober up before I got to work.
Oh, Lord, here we go. Jesus, light skin Jesus. What do
you I may have drank too much red wine before the show.
You turn water into wine?
I turned water into wine before the show.
Let me
I'm
tell
drinking
you
wine.
The way my forehead itching, this wig might not make it to the end of the show.
Well, I'm out here in Oklahoma. I made a little cheap hotel. I'm struggling. So, of course, I'm drinking some fast food drinks. I don't want to show the logo, but it's from one of the fast food spots. So that's what I'm sipping on. Some orange Fanta. That's what I'm sipping
there
on.
There it is.
There is no mini bar in this hotel. I'm going to say that. Shout out to the people at Walmart in Oklahoma City for helping buy lights on the spot. and to the people at the Embassy Suites here in Oklahoma City. Thank you so much. All right, y'all, let's get into the show. All right, y'all, Saucy Santana is making it clear that he does not want anyone dressing up as him for Halloween. Saucy tweeted, "For real, I don't want nobody being me for Halloween. Y'all know I don't be with that." What are your thoughts on Saucy tweet, light-skinned Jesus?
You know, this is interesting to me. You know, like, what's his reservation? I always thought people dressing up like you was almost like paying homage, right? You know, because Saucy Santana in the last 2 years, like, let's be honest, he's broken down a number of barriers in the rap game, being an openly gay man. He's collaborated with Madonna. He's, you know, opened up for City Girls at Rolling Loud. But I guess on the flip side, maybe he doesn't feel comfortable with how it may make him feel and how people look when they dress up like him. Remember that TikToker that put those oodles and noodles on her head and you know, portrayed him, and he ended up blocking her. So maybe that's what it is. What do you guys think?
I cannot take you seriously given a serious assessment of these topics. Let's get it.
Don't make me laugh now.
Listen, I think that, you know, that the way Saucy presents himself, much like myself, is my everyday image. It's his everyday image. And normally when people dress up as people, look at us now, we are making fun of. We are dressing up in jest. And, you know, if you dress up as Santana, it's to be the laughingstock of the party. And maybe he feels like, you know, my everyday image is not some Party City cartoon and I'm not some character. Like, this is my real person. And maybe he's a little sensitive about it.
I guess.
I mean, but he has to be aware that he presents like a caricature.
He is. I mean, all the stuff that he does and the hopping around and the dances, he's like so over, he's so he's so unique. You know what I mean? I would say relax, El Saucy Santana. Like, that is such a tribute to you, actually. Right. That you want to be. But if you don't want us to be you, then we won't be you. How about
that? Well, it's a read though. Like, if you show up to a party looking a hot mess, you know what I'm saying? The beard, the plastic clothes on.
But isn't it a read of anyone you're gonna, then that's the case, everyone that you are for Halloween. I'm reading nuns right now. You're reading Erykah Badu.
No, Erykah would be proud, honey. I executed my look. If production can show my two shot, if they're able to show my two shot, baby, I flawlessly executed my look.
Purple lips and all.
Bing, bitch, I hit my note. Bing, bing.
Lala Anthony revealed on The Breakfast Club that she would never get married again. Lala told Charlamagne, "It was one of those things in life that I can chuck off like I did. I've experienced it. I know the good, the bad, and that happened to me. So it's not something I want to experience again." She added, "I can have an incredible relationship with somebody and not be married." What are your thoughts on what Lala said? And is it possible to have a great relationship without getting married? Let's start with you, Erykah Badu.
Well, I got three kids by three different baby daddies, but I had love for all of them, okay? And never marry any of them, okay? Had three kids, three different dudes. For them all, my love is true. For the real Erykah Badu fans, I had three kids by three men, and I loved them all, okay? And never got married. So it's all right that she don't want to get married. I mean, she did it. It didn't work out for her. Obviously, there is a trauma surrounding that marriage. And listen, every single friend I got say if their husband or wife die, they're not going to get remarried. And every friend I got say if they could do it all over again, they either wouldn't have kids or they would wait to have kids. So I don't find anything odd about what Lala is saying, especially coming out of the marriage that she came out of.
Agreed. Okay. Light skin Jesus?
Well, you know, Oprah and Stedman never had to get married, and it seems like their relationship has been long-term. Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn has never gotten married. That's 25-plus years. Maya Rudolph and Paul Thomas Anderson have not married, and that's lasted a very long time. So, I mean, maybe some people just aren't meant to be married and can still be in a long-term relationship. Look, Lala is beautiful. She's a beautiful woman. And to me, I think she can have anyone that she wants, probably. And this is how she feels. And so I can respect it because, honestly, I feel the exact same way. I don't think that I would ever get remarried again.
Now, you don't set your ass up on this show and told us many a time you want to be married again and adopt children.
Mm-mm, not me. Not me, girl.
Not you, girl.
We lion dressed as Jesus now.
Listen, I don't think I've said that. I said I would prefer to be in a long-term committed relationship. I don't think I've said that I want to be married again.
I thought the soulmates asked you one time, would you want to get married again? And you say, yeah.
Mm.
Soulmates?
I'll be lying. And then got the nerve to be lying in the name of Jesus. Look at
I don't think I've ever said that.
I'm gonna say this. If you had such an embarrassing breakup that she had, I totally understand. Like, why would you want to? I mean, she got everything got picked apart and talked about and blogged about and talked about on talk shows and radio shows. I don't blame her. And she had the big, you know, wedding and the whole marriage and everything. So if you've never done it, I'd kind of side eye that. But if you haven't, there's no problem either way. If you want to, you don't want to. It's not a big deal. It's your personal choice. And after what she went through, I do not blame her. I don't blame her. I'll go on record. I want to do it again. I definitely want to do it. Q, do you want to get married? I mean, Erica?
I got three kids by three different baby daddies. So what you think? you know what? Honestly and truthfully, growing up gay, I never dreamed in that color. I was born in 83 in the 90s when I came into who I was or realized what I was. Gay marriage wasn't an option. So in my formative years, my teenage years, and in my early 20s, I never dreamed in that color. The only thing that I knew was that's Auntie Gwen roommate or that's Uncle Bob's friend. So I'm probably down to have a friend or a roommate, and that'll be all right with me.
Do you guys think this is a new phenomenon, though, that women, you know, don't want to necessarily get married anymore?
I think things are changing. A lot of times, the things that women used to, you know, we were brought up thinking that we wanted to have or program, then they're saying if it doesn't work, they're not kind of setting themselves up for the disappointment. So people just kind of carving their own path and doing what they want to do, not necessarily having the kid by 25 and, and the marriage by 20. They're kind of just doing their own thing now. From disappointment.
Listen, marriage, no matter how you slice it and dice it, and I'm not talking about in the biblical sense or in the spiritual sense, but in a physical sense, marriage is a business arrangement. I mean, historically, when you look at what marriage was about, it was about selling off your daughter for upward mobility of the family. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can still be in a healthy, loving, committed relationship without merging social security numbers with people. That is only the true physical functionality of marriage is business. So I can totally get how somebody can say, you know, I can still experience all the emotions and the connectivity without the business aspect of it.
I still want the ceremony and the big, I want the big, beautiful day, because I did it in Vegas at the Little White Wedding Chapel and it was annulled. I had annulled after 4 months and I really still feel like I got cheated out of the experience. So I really want it. I want it. This time I'll know him a little bit more. All right, y'all, moving on. There are reports that former Atlanta Housewives Kim Zolciak Berman's mansion is facing foreclosure. Fulton County records revealed that a filing was made on October 6th by Landmark Community Bank about the foreclosure proceedings on her home. And according to a notice of sale under power, their 6.5-bathroom, 5-bedroom home will be placed on the auction block on the first Tuesday in November. Now, the home was valued at over $2 million. What are your thoughts on this news? And are you surprised, light-skinned Jesus? What do you think? Can you make it?
You know what? Is it me or the women of Atlanta Housewives franchises always having problems with their homes? Remember Sheree, Kenya, and now Kim. I bet, though, for Kim, this has got to be pretty embarrassing. It's got to be sad and devastating because, remember, she put so much emphasis and pride and identity into her home. But, you know, this is what I will say for other people that are experiencing this. As a previous private banker, remember, foreclosure does not mean it's the end of the world. Foreclosure does have some benefits, you know, one being that you can save more money. And the other being foreclosure can give you a fresh start, almost like a bankruptcy. So in this case, I really hope that Kim and her husband are not leaning towards bankruptcy or not going into bankruptcy and they can figure this out.
Okay. Erica Badu, what you think?
Listen, no matter how you slice it and dice it, it screams broke. Okay. It screams broke. You got a $2.7 million house and your house is being foreclosed on over a $300,000 loan. So that $300,000 loan, That means the payments on that loan were somewhere in the ballpark of, I don't know, $3,000 to $5,000, depending on the terms of the loan, in order not for you even. To, you know what I'm saying? Right. I'm being generous.
And about then $1,500.
You know what I'm saying? And then to think that you're losing your home behind it means you didn't make those small payments for a while now for them to go in and foreclose on your home. And let's not forget, Croy was also taking a task for owing his agent $22,000. So it screams that y'all are having financial problems. You know, these reality TV people, I don't know why y'all spend y'all money down to zero. For me, after being such an opulent person on reality TV, just my ego alone would not allow me to go through something like this. I would have moved, downsized, and sold that home before it got to this point. I'm sorry, you're not a celebrity, and let your house get to the auction block. And hers is due the first Tuesday in November. What's that, less than 3 weeks from now?
Mm-hmm.
And her stuff finna get sold. I don't care how she slices it and dice it, and I don't care what statements y'all issue. Y'all money funny right now.
Yo, Q, you just brought up a very good point, because I read in the article that she paid $880,000 for the home,
and it's worth 2.2. So and why then, sell it?
Right, and it's worth 2.5. Why wouldn't she try to sell that home, even if it's a firehouse sale? Why wouldn't she try to sell that home to negate this foreclosure, unless maybe the foreclosure is a part of her bankruptcy? No, because if you file for bankruptcy, your house is protected. You don't go into
foreclosure, exactly.
That's right. That doesn't work.
So when I lived in Atlanta, I was blown away by the fake richness down there. Everybody on every reality show has to portray that they're rich. And that's not even just on reality TV anymore. Now it's on social media. I remember people trying, and I'm not going to name names right now, but there were certain people that tried to really stunt on me about their home and where I lived and my high rise versus their home. Yes, they had a home, but it was like an hour and a half out the city to get a low payment. And I think people are just too worried about what people think about them on television to really afford and go after what they really should be buying. Listen, you got to expect to be on a reality show maybe a couple of years at best. And if you go longer than that, then you are blessed and you are one of the lucky ones. You can't think that this is like forever. Like, it makes no sense. So why would you get a house that you know you can't pay if you don't have this show, when they can cancel the show tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Like, and it was just right. Like everybody was putting all their money into their wardrobe, their big fake teeth, and into styling, hair and makeup, instead of putting money into businesses that can generate income so you can have the house paid off, you can have the car paid up. No one has a trust. No one has their stuff in order. A lot of them don't. Some do, shout out to Candy, but a lot of them don't. And they find that's why we keep hearing about the Atlanta house, not even this Atlanta, the housewives and let's just say all the reality shows, because mm-hmm. you're doing it for TV. And when you do it for TV, you know, it's hard to keep that thing up, especially when that show gets canceled. All right, we got to take a quick commercial. When's that auction, though? How much they want for that?
The first Tuesday of November, child. Let's pull our money. Let's pull our Fox Soul checks together and go on over there.
I mean. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick commercial break and pray on maybe we can get this real estate. We'll be right back after this. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Halloween show. Now, if you're just tuning in, you're like, what the hell is going on? And what is this mess on my screen? We have decided to dress up for you, the soulmates, for Halloween. Now, we have Funky Dineva as Erica Badu.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, my God. We have Al Reynolds as Light Skin Jesus. He looked like the lion from Wizard of Oz. And you have myself as Whoopi Goldberg from Sister Act. All right. Did we nail it or not?
I think we nailed it.
I think so.
I think we did good.
I think we nailed it.
Are the glasses more Whoopi? But she
now, you know you blind. You know you blind. So you might as well take them off.
All right. Well, okay. It looks so cool like that. All right, y'all. Soulmates, thank you so much for joining us and for your suggestions that you wanted for us to be for Halloween that we clearly ignored. Okay, look, y'all. Halloween is all about eating good candy and having a good excuse to dress up in a revealing costume. Now, before we get back to the show, have y'all ever dressed up in character during role play with your boo? Al, I know you have.
Probably.
Can you share with us?
Oh, you want, my share? Let's see. I like role play. I think it keeps it interesting. I think it adds variety to your relationship and also your marriage. Different ones that I've done, it's like I've been a police officer, arresting. I've done Tarzan, like the jungle scene type of situation. What else have I done? I've done the teacher situation. I've done that before. So yeah, I like role playing. I think it could be a great addition to a healthy relationship and a healthy marriage.
Okay. Funky, have you done any role playing with costumes?
I can't believe I'm about to reveal this. I so cannot believe I'm about to reveal this. So for role play for me, I do love it, but it's been more just pretending. Costumes have not been involved. But I did put on lace panties one time. What? I'm so ashamed.
What? Wait a minute. I need to baptize you.
I went to my person's house and they were like, I got something I want you to wear. And I was like, okay, I'm with it. And when I went to the bathroom or whatever, it's in that bag. And it was like, you know, come out with it on.
Okay, fuck it. I need a little bit more details. Now, when you say lace panties, you mean like...
pink Victoria's lace panties. You do crazy things for the ones you love.
Oh, my goodness. Couldn't even get you those damn pearlers. Damn.
There, it's out there. Y'all go ahead and clown me all on the internet. This is gonna live forever. I can't believe I just shared that with y'all.
We done seen you in your little Versace, little tiny, teeny bottom brief.
That's true.
Winding it up. I can't imagine you in some pink lace little numbers.
Did you wear the top too?
It wasn't no top.
Oh, okay.
You know, I haven't done anything with costumes yet, but I'm inspired to. So I think I'm gonna try to do something very, very soon.
The nun outfit with no panties on up under it could be fun.
Yeah, that would be hot.
Should I roll up like that? With garter belt underneath?
Sunday school, naughty nun. That could be fun.
Be a mean
naughty nun. Would,
yes.
Yeah.
All right.
That could be fun. Man, let that costume go to use. Don't let them $9.99 go down the drain. Shit, that's hard.
$49. All right, let's get back to these hot topics. Now, I joined the interview on the Higher Learning with Van Latham and Rachel Lindsay podcast. Billy Porter revealed that he doesn't listen to hip-hop music or know any of the current rappers. Billy said, and when hip-hop started to emerge, the first narrative was bleep the police. The second narrative on the list was kill the bleeps. I missed hip-hop because I had to extract myself from that energy so that I could save myself. I don't know anything about it. I don't know who those people are. He continued, so I don't know none of these people. I don't know Lil Boosie. I don't know who the bleep that is. Just like he doesn't know who I am, or he may know now, right? But when people come for me and talk about me shoving my gayness down their throats and blah, 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 I'm like, then turn the page. Turn it off, like I did. Al, what are your thoughts on Billy's comments? What do you think about what he said?
So when I looked at the actual interview, if you listen to the podcast, I completely understood his pain surrounding the trauma of his childhood, which led him to, you know, check out, to protect himself emotionally and mentally. However, the genre of hip hop is fundamental to the Black experience. And it's also had a number of cultural shifting benefits to the Black community that we can't ignore. So it saddens me that even that he has expanded beyond his childhood, that he has not reconnected to hip hop and understanding the influence that hip hop has played against police brutality, the influence against inequality that hip hop has played, you know. So, you know, hopefully as Billy Porter starts to journey more, he can revisit the concept of embracing hip hop.
Okay. Funky, Badu?
You know what? I 100% support what Billy Porter said. You know, to Al's point, even though hip hop has been cultural shifting and there's been some positives to hip hop is not the end all be all. You ain't gonna die if you don't ever know a hip hop song. You can live a very fruitful life without ever being exposed to the genre, whatever the case may be. And I am the same way. I curate everything in my timeline. I curate everything in my bubble. There are certain influencers. There are certain actors. There are certain entertainers that I just don't like. Every time I see them, they come across me, they vex my spirit. Like Dr. Umar Johnson is one of them. He vexes my spirit. But instead of me getting online and bashing him or making videos or tweeting negative things about him, I simply curate my timeline and my feed so nothing from him comes through my feed. And I think that's the same thing Billy Porter has done. When you find something that's bringing you trauma, you know what I'm saying? You turn the page or you curate your life to protect your peace.
I agree. And I think, hey, whatever helps you, you know, have peace in your life, that's what you should do. I'm finding myself as I get older, more sensitive to things that didn't bother me. When I was younger, I could watch scary movies and look at gory stuff online. But now that I know that stuff is real and real people are really getting hurt, it's hard for me to watch. So I imagine that's how Billy would feel. I'm going to say this more so about the state of hip hop, which is sad to me that, you know, the bad, the ratchet, the negative, the misogynistic, the hateful hip hop is what's in the forefront. And the J. Cole's and the others, I can't even rattle any off. I can't rattle the woke rappers off because they're not really put in our face like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's even hard for me to even come up with a few names right now. And that's sad because if you're turning off your ears to all of hip hop, there are some good artists out there, but they're just lost in the sauce because all the negative stuff is being pushed upon us. And that's what's sad. So, all right, y'all, great conversation. Hey, guys, a woman who happens to be white gave an interesting speech during the wedding reception. Ooh, yeah. Who married a black man. Take a look.
You guys are outstepping the stereotype. I love it. Like, but you guys, I swear, I love it. You guys are the best.
Okay.
Best. You guys are the best. The best.
What do y'all think about this this speech?
She had too many natty lights, and she tried to get on the stage and thought she was Amy Schumer and was a hot damn mess. I mean, that if you see the whole speech, it was so cringy, and I'm surprised one of the black... whatever black man her friend married must be black like this and not like this, because a real black auntie would have went up there and got her ass from up there. Like the secondhand embarrassment I experienced, especially when she started going, I was like, you know, I love black people. I'm not going to be racist. I'm not racist. And it was just, she just kept repeating it, and it just got worse and worse and worse as it progressed. Then, you know, in the beginning of the doggone speech, she's talking about, well, I don't even really know the girl like that. I was just everything out of her mouth just got worse and worse and worse. And we probably wouldn't be friends after that wedding speech.
You think she was drunk? She was drunk. She was drunk.
She had to be. She had to be.
I gotta confess. I kind of live for a drunk, tragic speech at a wedding. When I'm not, of course, the bride, you know what I mean? Of course, you don't want your own room, like wedding room. But isn't it kind of funny to sit back and watch that train wreck unfold? Like, we're clowning this heifer now.
I'm not going to call names, but there was a certain celebrity wedding, housewife wedding that I attended in Atlanta. And there was a R&B singer who was in the wedding and was extremely drunk and got in the middle of the wedding and gave the wedding speech and was just cursing left and right, referring to the bride as a real B-I-T-C-H. She's like, you know what? I love you because you're a real B-I-T-C-H, and kept saying it and kept saying it. And finally, people in the audience were like screaming her name. And I'll never forget, Sherry Shepherd screamed her name real loud. And then eventually somebody like went up there and kind of like patted her on the shoulder to kind of like, you know, wrap it up. It was so embarrassing, but alcohol makes people do that.
Whose wedding was that?
Huh? I gave enough clues, but I out of respect, I'm gonna leave it at that.
You've talked about this wedding before on the show.
Have I?
It wasn't
because you said Sherry Shepherd was there.
Was that Candy's wedding? Erica. Erica.
Go ahead, Al.
I can't remember. You talked about this.
That's right? Not the story. Your commentary on Whitefish being drunk. Oh.
Okay, Erica, calm down. I mean, I agree with you. I think she was trying to say all good things, but they came out in all the wrong way. As far as from the beginning to the end, everything was just wrong. So I just felt like maybe she was nervous. Maybe she was drunk. But that whole just kidding, somebody should have taken the mic from her. Somebody should have taken the mic and escorted her out the building to go have a cigarette, because she looked like a cigarette smoker to me.
Drunk people at weddings. We know about that. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be back with more TGIF after this. Welcome back to TGIF. Listen, we all know how important it is to get rest so we can be at our very best. And, we all know sleep is really important to our overall health and wellness. Well, let me tell you about Ghostbed, the best beds in the game. Now, Ghostbed is a family-owned business that's been designing high-quality sleep products for more than 2 decades. And their 50,000 positive reviews show just how awesome they are. Now, from luxury mattresses to premium sets that get softer with every wash, Ghostbed is your go-to for all things sleep. Plus, if you sleep hot, every Ghostbed mattress is designed with cooling in mind, including materials like their signature Ghost Ice fabric. Now, shipping is free and fast, and most orders ship within 24 hours. You can try out our mattresses for 101 nights with free returns, and you can even take their online quiz to find the ideal mattress for your sleeping style. Now, fellas, you too have received your Ghost pillows, and let's show the proof there. Tell me about the pillows. Tell me about them.
I'll go first. Look at this, y'all. I don't know what pillow terminology is. I'm just going to say the squish on it. Like, I love the squish. And when you lay your head in this pillow, they call it ghost pillow. I might as well be dead because I feel like I'm in heaven. Just the squish on this thing, the way it contours around your head and your neck, it just feels so good. Look at that. The squish. Get the squish on it.
Not the squish.
The squish.
Well, I'm a light-skinned Jesus, so, this is like being in heaven. It's like being in heaven. But seriously, I also deal with migraines and a tad bit snoring, and the cooling effect of this pillow really has decreased both of those in my experience with a ghost bed pillow.
All right. Well, for a limited time, Ghost Bed is offering our listeners 30% off Ghostbed mattresses plus 2 free luxury pillows, or get 40% off when you bundle a mattress with their award-winning adjustable base. Now, I have some Ghostbed products on the way, and I can't wait to get them. To find your perfect mattress, use promo code T at ghostbed.com/T. Look, you don't want to miss out on these savings. Again, that's promo code T at ghostbed.com/T. Look, we'll be right back with more TGIF after the break with light skin Jesus, Erica Badu, and Whoopi Goldberg from Sister Act. We'll be right back. Welcome back to TGIF. Shout out to all the soulmates in the chat that are loving the show, and make sure you hit that like button so we can see that love when we go back and watch the show. All right, soulmates, make sure you show us some love in the chat and let us know which one of us has the worst costume. Yes, we do mean the worst. And before we go back to our show, what's your go-to horror film for Halloween? What's your go-to movie? Let's start with you, Al.
Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3. I think it was called, wait a minute now. Jesus, it's messing up. Dream Warriors.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's your movie. That's your go-to movie.
That's my go-to movie. Because that's when Freddy Krueger, remember, that's when Freddy Krueger slit Christian's wrists in a dream.
All right. Okay, Q, what you think? What's your go-to movie? Candyman. Why?
Candyman is my favorite. You know why? Because Candyman mind his business until you called his name. Okay, Candyman mind his business. And it's just something about those bees and Caprini Green projects that just I don't know. It was just one. And that man was sexy and scary at the same time or whatever. And it's just one of the classics. I think horror movies present day are cheesy. But I think, horror movies from the 90s and prior had real elements of horror and real good plots. And Candyman is one of my favorites.
I do agree. I feel like the horror films of yesteryear were a little bit more original And I think now it's more becoming more about special effects sometimes. I think they were just more a scary story. Mine is any of the Friday the 13th movies, the whole time franchise.
Yeah.
I mean, those that's like, we going way back and like Jason and the woods and the mask and then his backstory and to find out that he had a little backstory about him. And, you know, when they finally lifted that mask, it was just a hot ass mask. So yeah, all the Friday the 13th movies, I kind of grew up on those and they definitely used to scare me. So
Has the new Michael Myers with Jamie Lee Curtis, has that come out yet or is it coming out?
I heard people talking about what happens in it. So maybe it's,
It's out.
I think this is supposed to be like the final installment. Obviously Jamie Lee Curtis is, you know, older. It's out. Okay, yeah, it's out. She's older, so she can't be doing too many more running through the woods too much longer. But I want to see that one.
Spoiler alert, I heard they both die.
What? Yeah, Claudia? Oh, it actually came out today. Production said it came out today.
Forgive me. All right.
Claudia, that was jacked up, man.
I know, right? That was not very nun-like.
This is just a costume. All right, y'all. A family went viral after posting their daughter's BBL-inspired Halloween costume. You have to see this. Take a look at this. Do you think...
These BBLs killing y'all and the thighs don't match. That is so cute.
You think this is inappropriate or just being funny? What do y'all think about this? Al, let's start with you.
I loved it. Did you see how the little girl was holding on to her man? She did not let his arm go. Like, he was there by her side. She was like, I'm going to look good for my man. He's here to support me through all of my trauma. I loved it. I loved it.
Kay, what you think?
You know, I don't know if inappropriate is the right word. The costume is definitely, in the words of my grandma, a little mannish. The only reason why I have an issue with it is because I feel like the little girl has no idea what she's dressed up as. And so you robbed her of Halloween versus making her a witch or Minnie Mouse or a princess or Cinderella. So she's been robbed of her Halloween experience in order to give adults a gag. That's my only issue with it. Other than that, it's funny.
I think it's funny, but I'm also kind of sick of the whole BBL thing. So I'm kind of like, eh. I remember being in the Virgin Islands and me and my girl on the beach and these little girls, they were 5 and 6. They were so cute. They were stuffing their bathing suit bottoms with sand to look like they had real big fake booties. And I'm like, this thing, and we're in the Virgin Islands. I'm like, this thing is like taking over the world. I just feel like it's just too much. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it as an adult. I'm just sick of it. I don't even, yeah, I think you're right. She probably has no idea what that means.
Yeah, she has no idea. Obviously, she has no idea what she is.
Because them little girls knew on the beach.
She's like, that girl looks like she's 2 or 3 years old. So I just think she was robbed of her Halloween experience. I could just imagine the joy of a little kid being a Power Ranger and being in the mirror twirling around. She's looking in the mirror and she don't get the joke.
Yeah. Oh, people are so mad at me about the Halloween movie. Listen, first of all, I'm wrong. I'm messing with y'all. And go see it. Like, y'all good. Maybe she dies. Maybe she doesn't. I don't know.
Oh, they lighting you up in the chat.
Why would you do that? I haven't seen it yet, so I don't even know if it really cheated. Okay. The Real Housewives of Potomac cast member Candace Dillon Bassett shared her thoughts on what life after Bravo should look like. Candace said, when I leave this platform, whether I leave of my own volition or I'm fired, I'm going to leave like actually go. She continued, be onward and upward. Some of y'all need to let go of the platform that has already let go of you. Peace is a commodity. I pray finds you in infinite supply. Do you agree with Candace? Q, what do you think?
So, you know, just so the audience knows what we're talking about, she was talking directly to Buffy Purcell, who was a former castmate of Married to Medicine, who's no longer on the cast. Buffy, you know, is an avid watcher of the Bravo shows. Some people could argue that she's just an enthused fan that has social media opinions, just like everybody else. Others could argue that she's bitter because she's no longer on the show and she's no longer a part of the Bravo family. Just depends on if you like Buffy or if you don't. You know, Buffy's no stranger to tweeting and stating her opinions about people across various shows on social media. And, you know, I guess Candace is one of the people that she doesn't express, you know, too many positive feelings with. To add a little more texture to this, Buffy is also cool with Monique, the All About the Tea platform. is also cool with Monique. Those of you guys that follow the show know that Candace and Monique don't jive. So there's a little bit more backstory and a little bit more, you know, layers to this whole situation. But, you know, oddly enough, I kind of agree with Candace. Like, if I was done with the network, you know, I kind of would just keep my opinions to my friend group and not be public with it, because it does make you look bitter, whether you are or you aren't. It does make you look bitter.
Okay. Thank you very much. Al, what do you think?
I mean, I totally agree with what Funky said. She's got a whole TikTok out here talking about Dr. Jackie and all the other women on Bravo. You know, Buffy's just so vested in being messy, which is the part that you can't, for me, I can't tell if it's because she's no longer on the show. But Claudia, that's what I wanted to ask you, because you were on Real Housewives of Atlanta for one season, but you didn't behave like this. Like, you know, you step in, you give your opinion when it's relatable, but you're not like targeting all those women, even though you could. So I actually wanted to hear your perspective on this.
You know, it's not my everything. You know, I think there's a big difference between people that came to any reality show with a resume already and already had other things going on, and then some people that made them. And I think there's a clear difference in the behavior of people that have a different background. I always looked at that show as one line on my resume. Like, I'll go do this for a season, and if it ends up being more, then that's great. If it doesn't, I only signed a 1-year deal. You know what I mean? And I think that it was easy for me to let it go. And then when it comes up in conversation, I talk about it when we have to. But other than that, I haven't watched. I watched 2 episodes since I left. You know, I get it. If that thing really impacted your life, like, this is the biggest opportunity I've ever had in television, I understand people hanging on to it like that. I understand them being bitter. I understand them feeling hurt when it ends. I get it, because you don't really get that many opportunities if you're a regular chick that's not really in the business. But if you go on auditions, you've done commercials, you've hosted this, you've hosted that, it's one of many opportunities, and you'll get more. You know what I mean? And I think when you get on those shows, you gotta like branch out and have other things going on, because when it ends, it can be extremely depressing and hard to kind of come to grips that you don't have that calling card anymore. Kind of like professional athletes, when you don't have it anymore, your entire identity is tied into that, and you go down a downward spiral and you talk bad and you're angry. So I just think, you know, just being well-adjusted. Like, I left there and went to another show, you know, and then another one, then another one, another one. You know, whether that was the best idea, I don't know, but I'm not caught up on it. I don't have hard feelings when I see it. You know, I don't. So, yeah. All right, y'all. What are y'all's plans for Halloween this weekend? Are y'all doing anything?
I got a Halloween party down to the bar where the Honda cars be. So, you know, we're going to be drunk. Miss Kenny going to be rolling her kiki. I mean, I took y'all to the bar. So imagine that place in costume. Though that cast of characters, it's going to be wild.
You need the light-skinned Jesus to come.
You need to come on down. Fly on down here.
Are you going to dress up for this too?
Probably not, because it is nothing worse than being drunk and uncomfortable or drunk and hot. So, no matter that's what hot. Your Halloween costume is, it's going to be hot and itchy. So, no, probably not.
Okay. Al, you got plans for Halloween?
I'm still trying to figure out where I'm going to spend Halloween. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure, but I'm sure. I love Halloween. You guys know this. Like, this is like one of the things that I really celebrate and I go all out on. But I haven't figured out which Halloween party I'm gonna do yet.
I'm kind of bummed not being in LA with my best friend Annie, because we actually have a real good time together. And Halloween is humongous in LA. Like, the whole Santa Monica Boulevard is shut down, and it's like for miles, and people really get into it. The last time we did it, she was Barack and I was Hillary, and it was funny as hell. And we really we were in character the whole night. So I have no plans. I know I got to do Cocktails with Queens on Monday, so I'll be dressing up again. I'll be in Dallas. So if there's some parties to go to in Dallas, I'll definitely step out, but I'll probably just maybe give some kids some candy. I don't know. No plans. That sounds so boring. Damn.
You old. Sounds That's old. What you're supposed to do at your age.
Yeah, I look younger than you though. All right. All right. Whitney Houston's estate is released.
Oh, babe, we got to go to a commercial, honey.
All right. We'll take a quick commercial break. And wait, we have one second.
And tell people, be sure to send their questions, because, you know, we got that segment coming up, too.
Yeah. Okay. Get those questions in. The last segment, we will be answering them. And, go ahead and get those shady questions in. We'll be right back with more after this. Welcome back to TGIF Halloween Special. If you're just tuning in and want to know what the hell is going on here, we have Q, aka Funky Deniva, is Erykah Badu.
Oh,
on and on, on and on.
I hit my note. My sage went out.
That sage is not going to last.
Okay. Not in this house.
And we also have Al Reynolds as light-skinned Jesus.
I swear that ain't the Jesus Florida Evans had in her house, but we'll take it.
And I am Whoopi Goldberg from Sister Act 2.
Why you keep darkening your lips? You are so disrespectful.
I'm trying to be accurate to the character. Mind your business, Erica.
Right.
Mind your business. All right, Joe. Hey, Whitney Houston's estate is releasing a fragrance in her honor. Houston's estate partnered with Scent Beauty and Perfume for Minch to create Whitney's signature fragrance. All right, Pat Houston, Whitney's sister-in-law and executor of her estate, told Essence Magazine, "I've always known that she wanted to do fragrances. It was such a passion for both of us, and we were so close to the fragrance project that I just didn't have the energy or even think of pursuing it because she was such a part of it at the time of her passing. But once we parted with Primary Wave, we decided to build her brand beyond her music," which is something that she wanted to do. But some Whitney fans are not happy about the perfume and are calling the perfume cheap and a disrespectful way for Whitney's family to use her name and image to make money. What are your thoughts on this real quick about this? Is this a good way to honor Whitney Houston? Al, what do you think?
I'm going to say no. Nope. I don't support this commodification of Whitney Houston. How do you create a fragrance in honor of someone who is dead? It feels creepy, it feels cheap, and it feels inauthentic to me. They need to let this lady rest in peace. They need to let Whitney's legacy live through her music. I feel like they're just peddling her likeness for a dollar. I just don't understand what's going on. Like Pat, like she's in charge of the estate. I just never seen an estate run like this. I mean, is this Pat? That's only job. I'm not shading her or anything, but I just find it weird. It's creepy. I don't like it.
Erica, what do you think?
You know what? It's the price point for me. It said that the perfume would be from $8 to $60 and sold in Walmart. Like, that is just the read of all times. Like, at a minimum, it should have been over $100 fragrance sold in a classy-based place like Nordstrom's or Bloomingdale's, who would have done her legacy right. And I get it. When you're trying to make the most money, you want to make the products affordable, like the patty pie. But if it's supposed to be a signature, something or another, make it classy based and make it high end. I'm sorry, $8 to $60 does not describe Whitney Houston in Walmart.
I agree with both of you. I feel like if she still had a child around, it'd be one thing to want to keep the state going, to leave something for her, but her child not being around and then the family kind of benefiting from this, like the sisters and mom. But it's kind of cringy. It's kind of cringy. And it does feel like they're kind of taking advantage of the name.
Like, something. You're right, Claudia. Who is this for?
Yeah.
There are no benefactors. Who are the benefactors?
Because let's face it, there's enough money left to get Sissy through the rest of her life.
Right.
So
who are the benefactors?
Pat.
And then on top of that, like, well, did she own her master's?
You know what?
Her master's alone should be able to take care of anybody in that entire situation, right?
I don't know.
Her royalties?
I don't know if we'll ever get the answer to that question, but right now we got a question from our fans. So before we go, we want to open up the chat to our fans who can ask us anything. And I do mean anything. Are y'all ready?
Let's do it.
I'm ready.
Okay, we only have 2 minutes left. We got to be conscious of the time. So I'm just going to go down the questions that they sent me in the chat real quick. Okay, let's see. Is there a movie, Xavier Perkins, is there a movie or a show you guys would want to do a cameo on? Real quick.
Anyone that's got a check.
Anyone that's got a check.
Same. Conspiracy 85, what was your wildest Halloween night?
I don't have one. Halloween's my least favorite holiday.
You know, that's my favorite. Usually the biggest freak of me comes out during Halloween. So I have quite a few infamous Halloween nights.
I was dressed as a ninja and I threw a piece of cake in this girl's face because the year before she threw cake in my boyfriend's face. So I waited a whole year to the day and got her back. Okay. Shania Pope says, question for Al. Did you borrow Nene or Wendy Williams' wig? You know what? We ain't going to start with that. Media Meadow says, thoughts on... No, we're not talking about Kanye. Jesus Christ. Fox Souls.
Called.
Do the sports in the buff or naked or pajamas?
Naked.
Naked.
G-string. Al, at what age range would you date, or do you have a range for your equal opportunity for your opportunity?
I would date from 30 to 85.
Candace says, what is your favorite Halloween candy, you guys? Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Snickers.
M&M's.
Kevin Wilds. Al, what do you have under your Jesus cloak?
Nothing.
Okay. Carly Vaughn, Al, how come you waited until you were light-skinned Jesus to lie? You did say you wanted to get married. Okay.
That's get his ass, Carly.
Stevie Ray, question for all of y'all. Why didn't y'all go with the costumes we in the chat suggested?
Claudia's plane got diverted. Funky got his today.
Hey, y'all. Thank you so much for watching us. Please hit that like button and make sure you stick around and stay tuned for Tracks and Tales. Have a great Halloween. And we'll have some stories from Halloween next week when we see y'all next time. Bye, y'all.
Bye, soulmates.